Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 785, is Durgaha. It has very similar meaning to the name just done, Durgama. The root, the prefix Dur is the same, Ga and Gam. Very means to go, so it's hard to go to. Very, very similar. The word Durga in Sanskrit and also in Hindi means a fort. So the meaning given by Parashurbhata is that it's like a fortress or a fortification between him and us. What is that? Our own ignorance. It's so hard to get through. A fort with a moat, and it's almost impossible. Parashurbhata refers to it's like a curtain, a covering. There's a thick black curtain. We can't know what's behind it. We don't even know there is anything behind it. It may be just like people previously, before all this modern telecommunications, they would live, some people would live in a mountain valley, and there are people living on the other side of the mountain, but they have no communication with them, no knowledge of their existence, because the mountain range is impassable or too difficult to make the effort to go through. So like that, there's a curtain which covers us. Exactly that word is covering. This Parashurbhata says, avidya avaranai dushpraveshascha durgaha, which means that by the covering of avidya, which can be translated as ignorance, it's very hard to go to him. It's very hard to enter into him. That idea of a covering is also stated by Sri Kunti Devi, the great devotee of Lord Krishna, whose prayers Srila Prabhupada so much liked to recite and to speak on. He gave many lectures on them. That must be the second verse of Kunti's prayers. She prays to Krishna thus, Maya javanika channam agyad hokshajam avyayam nalakshase murhadrisha nato nat yadharo yatha. Srila Prabhupada's translation, being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Amazing. The translation itself is amazing, how Krishna within the heart has inspired Srila Prabhupada to put it in such a perfect way. So we can't see due to ignorance. We're in Maya, to put it. And Maya, of course, is this material Maya, or the illusion of this material world, is very well known as Ma Durga. So this name Durga for Lord Vishnu, not to be confused with Durga, the goddess who bewilders everyone. And is much loved for doing so. People in this world love Durga because they don't want to love Durga. They don't want to love Vishnu. They want to have a sense of loving defined in materialistic terms. So they imagine her to be supreme. But she herself is the wife of Lord Shiva, and both he and she are great devotees of Lord Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharati Durga Ichana Rupamapi Yasya Chachesta Te Sa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This whole material manifestation, the creation, the maintenance, the destruction, it all goes on within the jurisdiction and supervision of Durga. But she acts just like a shadow acts under the direction of her master, who is Govinda, the original person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who we worship. So please don't confuse Durga with Durga. It's quite possible to give a male name to a young boy born Durga. But that's different from Durga. You can also give a female the name Durga. Although we want to get free from the clutches of Durga so that we can go to he who is difficult to go to, we also revere Durga as being a great devotee. We also revere her. But we do so in a different way to the materialists. They cannot go to Durga because they are swayed by Durga. So it's the same meaning. Even with great difficulty, very hard to enter, where there are so many stories of sieges of cities and very difficult to enter. The siege may go on for months and months. It may be successful or not successful. When a city is sieged, it has a food problem often. There are so many stories. The siege of Leningrad by the Nazis, and so many. The Nazi army had a snow problem, which they didn't have the protection of the city, but within the city there was a food problem, because you can't bring food in. This material world is horrible. People do such nasty things to each other. So Krishna is not easy to get to. You just can't storm into Vaikuntha. You can amass your armies, or you can make some space rockets to blast into space. But we can't reach to Krishna. Or we may try a more Vedic method of trying to go by yogic power. But that also we learn from the same series of prayers, Brahma Samhita, the Pantas tu koti shatavatsara sampragam yo vayora tapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prapada simya vinchintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The yogis with their tremendous yogic power, and much more than the millions of... One yogi can have more power than millions of Nazis put together. Vishwamitra became so powerful, he was able to create a substitute universe. And he got his power. He wasn't in the beginning a yogi or a brahmana. He was a king, a fighting king. But by his tremendous austerities, he attained tremendous power. But such a yogi cannot storm into the kingdom of God by his yogic power. Vishwamitra, of course, later became one of the gurus of Sri Ram. So we worship him, not for his yogic power per se, but for his role in Ramalila, for giving great distress to the great Vaishnav Dasharath. How can you be a great devotee by giving great distress to a great devotee? But that was required to take Ram. Akura, he was a great devotee. He gave tremendous distress to the gopis. Anyway, we're getting off the subject. We just can't storm the kingdom of God by any amount of power. Ravana wanted to do a similar thing, not go to Vaikuntha, but he wanted to go to the heavenly worlds by making a staircase. So it's not in the main story of the Ramayana. Anyway, why can't we go? Krishna is our best friend. He's in our heart. We want us to go, but he's also protected by his devotees. We find the gates of Vaikuntha. There are seven gates, and they're protected by Dwarpals, the gate men. Jayan Vijaya are very famous, but there are others also whose names I don't remember. Nanda and Sunanda, and Kumud, and there are so many. And then even if you get past Vaikuntha, and of course Ayodhya is protected by so many competent warriors, and then all the directions of Goloka, they're protected. So Krishna is very eager to take us, but his devotees protect him from the non-devotees who they don't allow to enter. Durga keeps us in this material world, and if we manage to go beyond that somehow or other, then Krishna's devotees, they want real devotees. They'll welcome real devotees to come. Please come, please come. They'll bow down to them, just like Dhruva Maharaj described in Bhagavatam. But if non-devotees, they can go up to the spiritual world, but they can't enter into the spiritual planets. That's stated in Bhagavatam, again by Lord Brahma. Ye nye ravindaksha vimuktamaninastvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kritshrena parang padang tatapatantya dhonadrita yushmadangraha. There are certain transcendentalists, Lord Brahma says, who by their own very difficult undertaking of spiritual practices, which means they're not on the right path anyway, because the real path is Sugama, that we'll come to, one name coming up fairly soon. Sugam, how to go to Krishna. He's very easy to go to if we adopt the right means. But by very difficult austerities, they rise up to the spiritual world, but they cannot enter into the spiritual planets, and they fall down again due to their offense of neglecting to respect and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who Lord Brahma was addressing in this prayer. So it's very hard to get out of Maya. We know very well from the Bhagavad Gita, Daivihi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. Very hard to get out, Krishna says, of this Maya. But then again, he gives the means to do so. Otherwise, what's the meaning of Bhagavad Gita? Just to say, you know, it's too hard, you can't get out of it, then what's the point? What's the point of speaking Bhagavad Gita? He warns us it's not easy. He makes it very clear, but at the same time, mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. You can get out, there's a method. Surrender to me, I'll take you beyond. And there are so many statements in the Upanishads. The absolute truth cannot be perceived by the senses, conceived of by the mind, nayamatma pravachanena labhyo, simply by discussion cannot be reached, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. Yes, simply by discussing, by the mental activities, very difficult to reach. He's in our heart, but we won't find him. You can do a heart plant What's it called? Heart transplant. Heart transplant. You can cut up a cadaver, do an autopsy, and try to look. Where is? But you won't see, because he can't be seen by the mundane eyes and can't be reached by mundane methods. The atheists say, show me God. Yeah, we can show you, but you have to take to our method, but you won't agree. You don't agree that there can be such a methodology. He is in our heart, but he cannot be approached by any method except the heart method. The heart method means giving our heart to him. And we give our heart to him, he gives his heart to us. This is the way to go to him. But our hearts are very hard, and it's so hard. It's very difficult to soften them up. It's very difficult to go beyond that hardened conception, because we're so used in this material world, in species after species, birth after birth, it's always a struggle for existence. And we can't trust. It's very hard to trust anyone or anything. We're always in danger. So it's very difficult to open our hearts up, and especially in the present age where children are growing up all over the world, some in poverty, some as refugees, some despised because they're considered inferior racially, or they're growing up being physically, mentally, verbally abused. They may grow up with, it's fairly common to grow up in some parts of the world with a single mother who's a drug addict. And so children have to learn to look after themselves, or they just give up and they themselves become drug addicts, or just allow them, or they fall into being exploited as being prostitutes. It's horrible. Horrible. And then how can people's hearts, how can they give their trust or love? But that's the way to get Krishna. It's trust and love. Otherwise, we have a hard fort, a hard cladding around our heart, just like people put armor on in the days of the classic fighting among knights or gladiators. They'd put on some cladding as armor to try so that a sharp sword cannot pierce that, or an arrow cannot pierce it, and it's not supposed to be able to. So like that, we have a hard cladding on our hearts, which prevent even to go anywhere near to him. We can't get out. We're caught in this hardness of our heart. Yeah, there's the cave of the heart that's referred to again and again and again. The guha, it's the term comes up. If we see in the Upanishads the word guha, it invariably refers to the cave of the heart. So it's a transcendental space within the heart. Hridesha juna tishtati. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha juna tishtati. So it is there, but again, the space in the heart is not visible. The Supreme Lord resides within the region of the heart. Hridesha means within the region of the heart, not exactly the among the blood corpuscles. Well, he does also, but the cave of the heart. Guha means cave, and in the Upanishadic language, it refers to the area of the heart, which is referred to, and it's quite a mystical thing. And Chandogya Upanishad has a somewhat lengthy discussion of that, and Krishna resides in there, but we can't enter there because no one can enter there with so many contaminations. It's a pure place. The Supreme Lord resides there, and we cannot begin to enter. But if we have bhakti, if we surrender to him, if we open our hearts in love, then trying to approach, trying to attack God, we're saying there's no God, or I'll become God, or I am God, or I'll attain God by my yogic meditation, then the doors are closed. But when we surrender to him, open our heart to him, then the doors automatically open. We can, what is that? That's Atman Nikshepa, the term used in the Sattvata Tantra, in the six aspects of surrender to Krishna. We generally know the word Atmanivedan or Atma Samarpan. Atmanivedan, offering oneself. Atma Samarpan, very similar. Yeah, similar, same meaning, fully offering oneself. But Atmanikshepa means to throw oneself at Krishna. So it can be something like that. You're catapulted into... So it's like an all-out effort. Just recklessly throw yourself at Krishna. No, I'm leaving everything behind me. And I can't stand it anymore in this material. I'm going to Krishna. Generally, we're recommended to take the gradual path, practice Krishna consciousness, sadhana bhakti within the varnashram system. But ultimately, we have to throw ourselves at Krishna, become free from all designations, leave everything behind. Just go to him without caring about anything else. It's very difficult to approach him. We find it difficult. It shouldn't be difficult, but we find it difficult due to our own obstinacy. The obstacle is our obstinacy. Yeah, Shankaracharya says, he gives the idea that we know what are the basic obstacles in approaching Lord Vishnu. They're the lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, all these things. But he gives the understanding that this name Durga means apart from all this, apart from the misconceptions, with so many things, there are so many unexpected obstacles on the path. We're trying to chant Hare Krishna, we're going along, we're already struggling with our mind and our senses, then all of a sudden we get news that our house is burned down, for instance. Some disaster happens in our house, in our life, and then we can't concentrate. And I know so many examples. One of my disciples, this was many years ago, he was a respected person in his village, and then his younger brother was arrested for selling drugs, and he became so disturbed in his mind, he stopped chanting his rounds. I just can't concentrate. I can't sleep. I can't, just completely nervous. Actually, in that situation, when you find such great difficulty, we should chant more, with more intensity. But there can, there may be things. In the 1980s, so many devotees were kidnapped in America and some in Canada. They were kidnapped by what were called deprogrammers, and they were forced, so they couldn't chant Hare Krishna. They were tortured. Some of them had ice put in their mouths, so you can't chant at all. Or whenever they chant, they'd beat them. And so many, they really made it very difficult to be Krishna conscious. In so many ways, so many difficulties will come. If you want to hear about people's distresses, you can become a family doctor, or a psychotherapist, or a lawyer. You'll hear about some of people's problems. Or mostly, unfortunately, the lawyers and the doctors in capitalistic countries, they exploit people's they exploit people's distresses. In a socialist country, then the doctors they don't exploit. At least they don't have that opportunity to, for instance, tell them to go for an operation when they don't need it. But the owner of the hospital wants to get more money, and so he gives the doctors a quota. You have to do so many operations every week, and then you get a bonus, or so on and so on. These things are going on. Horrible, isn't it? But I mean, what I was going to say is, if you want to know about the distresses of people, you can become an astrologer, or you can become a guru. Then so many people will come to you with so many distresses. Actually, the guru's role is to give devotees the system, to teach them the system by which they can become free from all distresses, because trying to unravel all the distresses, it's practically impossible, because if you make one adjustment, then again another problem comes this way. We just have to understand material life is full of all complex difficulties. The modern age especially is so complex. But that's really a test of Durga, isn't it? The external energy. She gives so many difficulties to those who are trying to get out of her fort. But for devotees who are not very strong, that will form an obstacle to their practicing Krishna consciousness at all. None of us are strong, so we have to take shelter of Krishna. Mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Baladev Vidyabhushan, our worshipable Gaudiya commentator on Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, gives a completely different meaning to the word Durga. From Ga, he derives from Giyate, singing, praising, and also Du means difficult. So the name Durga, he says, means he who is praised by the hymns of the Samaveda, which are difficult to sing. It's particular Vedic chants. They're not so very easy to sing. Now they're largely lost. There was one elderly Brahmana in the Udupi area who was the last on this earth at the present time. He was the last practitioner of certain hymns of the Samaveda. He knew how to sing them, and he wanted to pass that knowledge on to his sons, but then he got them educated in the modern way, and they all went off to America, and they weren't interested in learning, and he couldn't find anyone to learn them. Now he's dead. Not so easy to learn, and many are lost altogether. We can sing the hymns of the Samaveda. No, we can't. But we can please Krishna, who is pleased with the singing of the hymns of the Samaveda, which are meant to praise him. But we can praise him simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. The holy name is the only way in this Kali Yuga. Recitation of Vedic hymns, all well and good, but it's very difficult to find qualified brahmanas at the present age who can do that. And even if they can, they'd better chant Hare Krishna too, to give themselves the best benefit. From Sri Satya Sandha Yatiraj of the Madhva Sampradaya, he gives a very Madhva-ish, if you don't mind me coining that term, a very Madhva-ish kind of understanding of this name. He says that Vishnu is Durga Dukam Gamayati Daityan Prati Iti Durgaha. He says that Vishnu is called Durga because he brings unbearable agony to the daityas. And with that, we will finish this recitation meditation on the name Durga. So if anyone tells you, I'm a worshipper of Durga, you can say, yeah, I'm a worshipper of Durga. Not Durga, Durga. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll close here, offering obeisances to the Vaishnavas, Vantar Kalpatarubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhyavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Dante Nidhaya Trunakang Padayanipatya Kritvacha Kakushatametaraham Ravimi. He Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durat Goranga Chandra Charne Kurutanuraga. Parivadatu Jano Yatatata Va Nanumokorona Vayang Vichara Yamaha. Hari Rasamadira Madati Mata Bhuvivilutama Nartama Nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.